College Hall History. College Hall was the second building constructed on Cornell's campus after Old Sem. When construction began in the fall of 1855, architects were so expensive that the Board of Trustees decided to have the hall built by students, faculty, and townspeople based on a design picked out of a book. Students assisted master craftsmen in the stonework, woodwork, and other aspects of the building. Faults in the brickwork, still visible today, reveal their participation. The cornerstone was laid July 4, 1856, and the building was officially dedicated on November 26, 1857. Until 1889, it was known as the main college building, as it hosted all the classes for the college, while Old Sem became the ladies' boarding hall. Very quickly, College Hall would become the center of academic and social life on campus. The third floor provided space for Cornell's literary societies and the college chapel. When the basement and ground floor of King Chapel opened in 1877, more space became available for the literary societies. Over the years, College Hall has housed faculty offices and at one time included the offices for the Dean of Student Affairs and the school nurse. The largest renovation of College Hall took place in 1977. The floors all underwent a transformation into quads, suite-like spaces for faculty offices, clerical workspace, and classrooms. Room 301 was redesigned to evoke the era of the literary societies, complete with historically accurate chandeliers, wallpaper, and plaster cornices, as part of the room had belonged to the Esthesian Star Zeta Gathian societies. The bell from the building's beginning was also returned to the cupola, where it remained until the building was struck by lightning in 2012. In 2015, the cupola was restored, although the bell, which melted in the fire, is no longer in use. Today, College Hall is home to the departments of Education, Economics and Business, Sociology and Anthropology, History, and Classical and Modern Languages.